Welcome everyone for the weekly discussion. We have 1 hour weekly Tuesday. So we have our assigned sutta. Last time we finished Vijay Sutta, Uday Sutta, and we started the new one. We are going to start. So before going into the traditional and assigned book or the topic, if anyone is having any other occasional thing, we can take few minutes.
Asrai Bhante, there is one report, three reports are there to present.
Yes, please start.
Yes, Bhante. 8 years old boy. Today I did walking meditation for 30 minutes. I noticed 10 touching points. 5 on my toes, 2 on my pillow, 2 on my heel, and 1 on the edge of my foot. Going backwards is more mindful than going forward because I had to pay a lot of more attention. That's the end of report, Bhante.
So, we are appreciating that very young meditators are not only reporting, not only very dynamic and enthusiastic, and reporting is very straightforward. They have no nonsense. They are directly telling, I am walking, this is my experience, this is sitting, this is my experience. That's it. There is no preface and afterface. So, that's the beauty in young children. They are short to the point. So therefore, the 2 points, the basic 2 things I am mentioning or reminding, even together with Kumara, whenever you are doing sitting meditation, for example, please be patient to indicate how many breath cycles you can consecutively observe, how many rising and falling cycles you can consecutively observe, or how can sitting posture consecutively, how many seconds you can stay. That is very, very important. And if that is so, I think this is not given to that direction. And if you can report 2-3 breath cycle, 2-3 rising and falling cycle, so if you are in walking, how many left and rights, then I would invite, can you please see the difference between rising mode and the falling mode, in-breath mode and the out-breath mode, left leg mode and the right leg mode. They are very sharp. Unless otherwise you make the basic platform very difficult. So please meet with us, come with us, discuss with us and report us with these 2 information we are moving forward further.
Yes, Bhante. I'm 6 years old. I did walk in with my Aya at the beginning. I counted 6 steps before my mind went away. I was thinking of the dog after 6 steps. Toward the end,
I was thinking
of the dog.
Dog.
After 6 steps.
Okay.
Dog, yes.
Dog or dog?
Towards the end, dog, animal.
D-O-G.
D-O-G, yes.
Yes.
Towards the end, I could take 20 steps before my mind wandered away. This was at the end of the mat when I was turning. That's the end of the report, Bhakti.
So this is indicating how many steps. At the beginning, 6 and then 21, if I am correct.
I could take 20 steps before my mind wandered away.
At the beginning,
that
only 6.
At the end of the... Yes.
Yeah, so therefore the Prince Siddhartha, he started with 6 steps soon after the birth. So we are not born yet. Often we can't complete 7 steps. It's symbolic. So therefore 6 started, end up with 21. So therefore one day... For 6 years old, can understand usually what are the how many steps I can do in the morning and how many in the evening. Likewise, you can understand your character type with respect to the steps. And if it is so, I would raise the second part of the issue. Can you understand when you are keeping the left leg, it is the left leg, not the right leg? And what are the intrinsic features? What are the natural features of the left leg which is not available in the right leg? And when you are shifting to the right leg, how do you know went to the left to the right? Not by looking at, you must have some kind of a differences. So whenever doing your 20 odd number of walking steps, you are welcome to see the difference, if at all, with the left leg and the right leg. You will see enormous tapestry, enormous contours of your pressure. So please, please be kind enough to facilitate with this information also. We are moving.
Yes, Bhante, the last report, 12 years boy. Today I did my walking meditation for 30 minutes. I noticed there were six touching points, three in my toes, one on the pillow, one on the edge, and end of one in the heel, sorry. Arch wasn't touched. I noticed that I walked quite slowly and that my feet felt quite warm. I noted that I was mainly distracted by my thoughts, but my mind came back to the feet. That's the end of the report.
The second report, I guess, if you are observing, you may see the tapestry. You may see the contours of this thing. There's a Canadian boy. He found 12 angles of the ankle and 12 touching points accordingly, and he marked them different colors. So my humble request was, can you see the difference between the left leg and the right leg? In the world, not a single person, left and the right equal, but no one knows. Only the Buddha had the full-fledged, flat two legs, no slippery, and exactly the same. That is because he has maintained so much of virtues for longer time. So therefore you can do, if it is possible, I will find it. The archaeologists found there are some six footprints in the African, South African seashore consolidated, solidified. And they found right leg is more sunk and now it is fossilified. Have you heard about now? Bloody African. They don't know that. And today he is going to go there. And they think, because the seashore is slant and the right leg is more heavier, I mean more sunk. And the archaeologists say it may be a female carrying a baby. 40,000 years ago, he put the same leg in that. This thing, he says, I get a shock, 40,000 years old. They would have walked in the muddy place and then they say they are, how do you call, solidified or fossilified, fossilification, and now it is there. So when you are walking in a sandy path, you can see your footprint. If you are walking in a fresh seashore, you can see the footprint. There you can see, now you found four places, but they are the difference between the right leg and the left leg. Hardly we find. Imagine, now I am 74, 73 first. So if I am walking with the wrong way, what will be the shock to my skeleton? Always I am walking with the same way. And I am working with the only right hand, not the left hand. And when I am playing the football, I give the kick with the right leg. Hop, step and jump, start with the right leg. So then imagine the impact to the skeleton. And it says, if you are living in a space, orbit, per month, your skeleton become 1% weaker, calcium deposits will be stopped. After so many years in the space, you can't hold your weight, you will collapse. So once they come back, months of journey, they are put into a vibrator and they are re-establishing their body balance. So therefore, each and every step, decide our each and every cell, each and every chromosome, each and every brain cell. So we have to be aware. Don't try to correct it. Don't try to correct it. Let the body know. Body is always crooked. Always imbalance. And we are teaching others how to make a good frame and yoga, this and that. But we have to understand we are in bankruptcy. So Buddha did it for him first. And then only he says, it's a body and mind recovery. So therefore you have to understand in deep, even in single walking, each and every cell get the message, they get expansion and contraction, and then hormones and everything balance, and each and every chromosome understand how many steps you are walking, how many steps you are not walking. Accordingly, only the rejuvenation, no, salinity happens. To happen the rejuvenation, you have to walk. So, this report is provoking that kind of thought. Thank you very much. But that is because maybe 10 years of the age. Am I correct? Kumara?
Yes, Bante, that is 12 years old.
12 years. So, that is how we are gaining. Bante. We are gaining the diversification in mindfulness. It's always growing. So, people doing the same mindfulness and continuous means they are blunt. They are paralyzed. So, we have to catalyze it. Thank you. Yes, we are going to go to the book. Yes. If you have any comments also, welcome.
I'm sorry, Bante. I heard a word. I don't know if I'm going to pronounce it correctly. Supatichitta sati. Supatichitta sati.
Supatichitta sati.
What does it mean?
Sati means awareness and the wakefulness in the present moment. And that is one moment's mindfulness, that's called momentary mindfulness. Occasionally it happens whether you try mindfulness or not. So mind is having proprioception and the interoception. Mind is reshuffling our whole house once in a way. Part and partial is mindfulness. We don't know. But the only human can be aware, I have that inbuilt mindfulness. That's what we do by mindful meditation, giving time for that and see, mind is always minding its own business, physical and mental health of the body. So it happened momentary due to the other different reason. It jumped to the past, future, other people, other places. But master will come and tell you, darling, you can be mindful in the one split second. And again, definitely it is breaking. What about the second thought moment? So that is a great, great revolution. After breaking, second mindfulness also, maybe on the same object or maybe the same trend of mindfulness. Then you, for the first time, understand two thought moments, two breath cycles, two steps. I can be mindful. It's a breakthrough. One to two. One, earlier I thought it's a very big thing of the introduction. No, we are born with mindfulness. Now we are doing is facilitating it to the second thought moment, third thought moment, and then it says if you can walk five steps, what about six? What about the seven? And then you go to the mindfulness with certain amount of preparedness. I can walk seven steps. I can have a breath face to face with 10, 12 cycles. That assurance is called supatitita sati. Your prepared mind, sometimes a failure, but so often it's a correct. And you know it's progressing. This is called establishment of mindfulness, foundation of mindfulness, satipatthana. But in Sanskrit it goes smruti upasthana. Satya langa hitaganin. Upasthaya means a waiter. So you have vigilance is waiting to see how the mindfulness come onto the stage and jump down, again come down and ultimately stay few thought moments, few breath cycles in the same object maybe or same mindfulness. So that is only a genius combination in human mind. Other animals can't. Even the God, even the Brahma, even the Yakka, even the Peta, they can't. But the human mind is suffering and pleasure somewhat balanced, so therefore you can have such a challenge. It's called supatitita sati. And supatitita means well established. But don't think mindfulness is continuation. That is not. Always it is, each and every moment it is arising, be mindful. You can't have continuous mindfulness. That is against the anicca, against the impermanence. Many people say it's continuous mindfulness. Never mind, it is lullabying, the babies. But later, Upandita says it, even if you say you can be mindful 5 cycles, within one mindful, one breath, so much of time mind is jumping up and down. It's so swift, it is non-local. You know, you understand the idea of non-local? It's so moving. And we feel it is with the breath. But it is not. Mind cannot. Then only you understand, earlier I used to report 10 minutes mindfulness, 10 cycles. Now it is not, you yourself challenge it. Then you become more natural. But each and every time it becomes mindful, you keep bookkeeping, accountability. And that is the only thing, ultimately mind come up to that kind of a narrow path, the funneling can happen. Such a discipline in the mind. You'll be doing wrong things, no harm. But no, whatever the wrong thing you do, you can come to the track. Whatever the correctness is the track for, number of thought means it can jump into any worse place. That is the beauty of our life. That is the aesthetic part of life. Don't try to say it is not done, this is to always doing. Just see bookkeeping. And we share each other, then we find we all are the same. There's no greater meditators, there's no lesser meditators. They are nonsense. We all are in the same boat. Otherwise, I would say we are born with mindfulness, but our trying is to establish, a foundation, get a good foundation.
Excuse me, Bhante.
You have any comments?
I do, Bhante. Excuse me. I would
you
like
to say I am American.
I'm American.
I'm Dhamma Vijaya.
I'm American Dhamma Vijita.
Vijita, sorry.
Thank you, Bhante. I just wanted to wish Olo well as he's going back to settle his household life affairs.
And do you think that he will come back?
He's coming back.
You're sure?
Well, he's hoping to.
He's very thin. Now, whenever he goes there, his wife and hug and mother will come and hug, and he will think, "What the hell? At the this one better." He will say he contracted corona or something like that. We can expect some kind of explanations. Anyway,
I wanted to report that he and I finished reading the Shashanavataranaya.
You see, that Sudhu Hamduru is teaching Kalu solo. Yesterday I was amazed. So I asked why you are living. He was going there. Bhante, I am going Sudhu Hamduru, American Hamduru. Then, yeah, but he is reading the book. I told, good luck. They are bloody, bloody against Kalu Sudha, Kalua Sudha. But now Sudha is going to learn from Sudhu Hamduru. And Sudhu Hamduru says, successfully book is finished.
Yes.
So how lucky I am.
You're very lucky, Swaminansa. You get to witness this amazing thing.
Yeah, I think so. Sutta dhani ne handa yati kaaleta vanantare hari vedakirati bosattaru vana kataki addi vana devagana evali yati. I don't know that it started. I don't know Sutta Amru is teaching kalla. But it is finished. Now he's going to go back home. I told that, go with that brown suit. He says they are lucky if it is possible, but impossible.
But, yes, yes. I didn't teach him. He told me about what he's reading, and I've read the book before, but he was just reporting back to
you
me.
You have the English version, Shasanavatarani?
Yes, we have. And but he's very inspired about the book and about being a monk, so that was very clear and in his reading of it. So I feel really good about how he's preparing to be a monk.
The African, they have very ancient knowledge. Mutwal is one of the person interviewed by David Icke. He gives so much of knowledge of the extra-celestial healing, and he has eaten completely like a corpse, 3 days rotten. Everything has to eat. And then he got a kind of a knowledge. He's had a huge necklace, different odd thing. Have you heard about Mutwal? No. I don't know, South Africa. He's a leader, team leader. He said, this nonsense they are doing in the labs, we know everything. A huge amount of knowledge, but we have killed. Africans killed, all the wizards killed, and only one or two tribes remaining, they are also discontinuous. And if you connect with the Buddhism, definitely they will get catalyzed. With the same knowledge. I mean, ethical knowledge. You have any comments, Solo? No? Olo? Mutwal? Yeah, African song? No?
Yeah, well, I don't know much about this.
You don't know, but you are very shy.
Yes, I'm from East Africa, which is very different from South Africa.
Never mind, but you are a Kalla. You are a black guy.
Yes.
No, any tribal song?
A tribal song?
Yes. You can't deny, because tribal song is something you are born with. Kumara, recording.
No, I sometimes I can't think on command right now.
No. Tribal songs are not such a planning thing. It's just coming. Tribal song, what the hell?
Tribal song, Mante. I am a lot more westernized than I care to admit.
That is why you have to have these seeds, these tribal traits, features. The baby, lullaby.
No, he said Beethoven. These are classical western.
Beethoven?
Yes.
No.
Mozart. The irony.
No, I'm asking just tribal song, ra 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 ra. That is our Aboriginal Sri Lankan version. Very famous now. There are specific tones, only four tones they are making, tribal songs, lullaby, and they are wherever it may be the song. You are not?
No.
No.
Yes, I'm happy to have finished the book with American Bante. It is really something special. It's like that talk that everyone who is inspiring to become a monk would wish to have with someone, but now the author has put it all into one book. It's really an amazing piece of work. I don't think you can find that just anywhere. So I am really pleased to have completed that book.
Any parallelism with your tribal knowledge?
Sorry, what's
ethics,
that?
Ethics, your local ethics, indigenous.
Oh, gosh.
No parallelism?
No, that I can think of right now.
You may definitely find. Yeah, Sasana Avatarne, basically ethics. The elderly people, wherever it may be, they are coming from the same source. One day you will learn.
Well, yes, maybe something just came to mind. There is a concept called Ubuntu in most of African cultures. And it is about being open with each other, sharing your mistakes with each other. And when you do that, there's no punishment, there's no judgment. There's just allowing each other room to correct and to grow. I think that is one thing I can connect maybe to Shasanavatranai, because at one point...
Mindfulness, non-judgmental, the pure openness, learning from others, you have no authority to punish someone. Who the hell gives the authority? You will be judged, but if you are going to punish, that's why you are something wrong. I am angry with you. I am telling you. That's it. Then he will say, what the hell, you go. I have done, whether you are angry or not, that has I done. Then says, if you have to have a good career, please don't do it, or otherwise apologize. I mean, it is not authority. It's sharing.
In the book, there's a part where it says that a student or a meditator should show himself as he really is to his teacher, so that he gives the teacher the opportunity to correct him. That really resonated with me.
So you have to be a teacher immediately. If you are to be a good student, means teacher is learning. Some teachers are crying when in front of the good students. So they are so humble. To grasp it, suck it. So teachers feel crying. Hardly any people can be a good student. And good student is a good teacher. Olo. Okay, now we are going to go to the book, because he is not telling any valuable things.
That's right, sorry, Nansa. So we were discussing Parayana Vagga in the Sutta Nipata. We have come to the 14th Sutta. It is called Posala Sutta. So this is Posala. So this is the 14th one. Actually, it's a discussion between Buddha and the Posala. So I'll read the Pali verse, and then I'll invite Venerable Dhamma Vijita to read the English translation. yo atitam adiyati, within brackets, icchayasma posalo, anejo chinna sansayo, paragung sabba dhammanang, atti panhena agatam. I'll repeat it. Yo atitam adiyati, anejo chinna sansayo, paragung sabba dhammanang, atti panhena agamam.
I have come indeed with a question, said the Venerable Posala, to the one who points out the past, who is without impulse, who has cut off doubt, who has gone beyond all phenomena.
Then the Buddha answer, not yet, still Posala is reading, Vibhuta rupa sanyissa sabba kaya pahaino. Ajjatthancha bahiddhacha natti kinchiti passatu. Jnanam sakkanu pucchami kathang neyo tatha vidho.
I ask Sakya about the knowledge of one for whom perception of form has vanished, who has entirely abandoned the body, who sees there is nothing internally and externally. How is such a one to be led?
This is the second one also a question. The Posala is asking the second question. I am going to ask a question. And the second one is the question. And in the Sinhala translation, this is the English translation, Bhikkhu Bodhi, Sakyamuni and Mahansa, the Venerable Gautama the Buddha, those who have gone beyond the perception, Rupa Sanya, and Tadanga Vishkambana, transgressional and obsessional type of definements also shed off. But the internal, external also nothing, I mean no wife, no house, no parents and that kind of a thing. They are, the commentator says, Akinchanyayatana, that means he got the seventh Rupa Dhyana. Akasanam chayatane, vinyanam chayatane, akinchanyayatane. Nothing. Natti kinchi. There's nothing. That means sunyata. That it is something introduced as the commentator. When there is such a thing, I mean, no boundaries, no object, no mindfulness, nothing. What is that kind of a knowledge? That's what the commentator thinks. Such a person can go advance into the higher knowledge. That means akinchanyayatana is in the, within the cyclic samsara and go beyond. That is his question. So therefore, vigata vibhuta rupa sanyisa. Bhuta means, that means senses related. It is gone beyond. Sabbakaya pahainu. Sabbakaya pahainu means transgression and obsessional defilements gone. Ajyattancha bahiddhacha. He has no me and not me. There's no in and out difference, but here it is not mentioned clearly. Ajyattancha bahiddhacha, very clearly. Natti kinchi passato. He don't see any substantial thing externally or internally. What thing achieved or yet to be achieved. Jnanam sakkahu pucchami. Can such a person get that supreme knowledge? Kathang neyo tatha vidho. How can you lead such a person, those who have given all the shackles, but they have not catch anything? I mean, tuchyata, ritata, sunyata, anatata. But then, how to lead? That's a very great kind of a, not a hypothetical, but kind of a practical sense. But not related to this world. The question is not related to this world. Everything is shed off. And still he knows he is spaceless place or non-local way. No gravity, no address, nothing. How can such a person lead? Because there is no person as such. Can you lead that kind of a person? So it's a question itself is very open-ended question. And that particular person has trodden 1,800 kilometers from South India to North India, knowing that the Buddha is there. He has gone with 18, I think. Each and everyone asking question mentally. They are not verbalizing. And Buddha has to understand his mentality and give the answer. That is the common background for the all the suttas, and now Buddha is opening his mouth. When there is nothing, can someone lead such a person? Is there anything knowledge-wise he has to earn? It's a kind of a...
Now, sir, as I answer, so I like to make a small comment. So, as now these people are really, known people and known in the sense knowledgeable as well as meditators. So, it seems that he may be in this Nattikinchi, the Akinchanyayatana might have touched. So, we can see some signs of that from the Buddha's answer. So, I'll read the Buddha's answer and we'll discuss further. Vijnana tithiyo sabba, within brackets, poso lati bhagava, abhijanam tathagato, tithanta menang janati vimuttang tapparayanam. I'll read again. Vijnana tithiyo sabba, abhijanam tathagato, tithanta menang janati vimuttang tapparayanam. Next verse going on. Akinchanya sambhavang nyatva, nandi sangyojanang iti, eva metang abhinyaya, tato tatta vipassati. Etang jnanang tathang tassa, brahmanassa usimatoti.
Directly knowing all stations of consciousness, Posala, said the Blessed One, the Tathagata knows this one remaining who is liberated, who has that as support. Having known the origin of nothingness, thus, delight is the fetter. Having directly known it in such a way, one then sees into it with insight. This is the real knowledge of the Brahman, one who has lived the spiritual life.
So when I was inclined to this meditation, I thought these things are not for us. There will be some other kind of people. They have Akinchanyayatane, they have no me and not me difference. Therefore, it is for high class, philosophical and religious. I am not religious, I am not philosophical. Therefore, we are just commoners. So, all the people, Godwin, Fernando, Dhammika, they are not completely enlightened. They say, don't underestimate you. You are already enlightened. You are mindful. Be aware. Mindfulness is not something you have to earn. You are already mindful. Be aware. Only talk about mindful events. Others are just leave aside. Those who are talking about the unmindful, just put them aside. And then I found 10, 15 people in the 80s. They are talking only good things. They are talking only the possibilities and love spots, good parts. So I thought, what the hell that I am aiming after becoming a graduated and becoming married and getting a job and do this and that. Huge plan. I have written poems. May I get a good girl and get a good job. And I was thinking about the attached bathroom in the office. In my office, the command is coming there. I have to go there and finish it. And I have nothing to go for. I thought it's a dream. Because we don't have our bathrooms. We had just a wala vesicilia and the well. And bathroom is a kind of a throne. And it's attached to the office. That means I must be the boss. These are the dreams. But anyway, they were so lucky. They never disturbed my thinking. And I was a prolific young man and got a science degree and later postgraduate, and I had all the perspectives. But they told, once you committed, you have to keep the step, you will be completely null and void. Don't do a job. Don't marry. Don't tell anyone that you are meditating. I was a fool. I went to the job and it was a dream. Each and every year, I get promotion and salary and I became the chief executive. So, I thought, what the hell, this world? But I am coming from the very, very poor family. But when the meditation happens, mindfulness going to happen, coming to this place and becoming the senior monk and all the kind of things I found. So you see that so much of people are trying to get the basic qualifications. They don't know they are already qualified. very difficult. That is basically, they are judgmental about other people. I don't know if I am correct in the Bible. Jesus says, if you decide about others, if you judge others, the devil will judge upon you. Okay. Eh? So can you save me? Just repeat it. If you judge others, the devil will judge you.
I don't know this saying, Bhante, but it's when you point the finger at others, there's three fingers pointing back at you.
Back to you. That's a figurative way. But in the Bible phrase is, no, don't be judgmental. If you judge upon others, devil will judge upon you. If you are not judgmental, devil can't see you. You give your ideas, this is and that, but never confirm, never ending, no decisions, no appointments. Everything is a disappointment. And at the beginning, it was a very negative thing. And I never tried to talk it to my mother. Mother was so disheartened because telling that I am lost the job and going to become a monk and I am meditating. That is, I can't hide from my mother. But I just wanted to go to Burma and have a 3 months monkhood with professor. Then mama told, if you are going, definitely you will not come back. Then I told, you are not allowing me to meditate and you are not going to give. Okay, today onward, when you are going to Nilambe, I will not protest. She sometimes give 50 rupees note also to me. And so we had the secret. Because otherwise I would have kept it. Oh no, other members, other family members, no one knows. So my life was like a blooming. And I thought that I have done so much of committed bad thing, but no punishment. People are trying. Then I said, yes, I have done it. Finished. So I don't believe this judiciary system. I don't believe this monetary system. I don't believe this social system. I don't believe this ethics. It's completely I have disproved. Because I am such a culprit from that point of view, but the world is not punishing me. Well, definitely I am telling, openly I am telling. So that I thought I will be a good monk. But I have no any qualities for the monks. I am just a robust young man. So that is what it says. Even if you go to the nothingness, there's something you have to do. But to go nothingness, what the disturbance is, what you have earned so far. Your knowledge is the only block. Your goodness is the blockage for the betterment. You can't give up goodness for the sake of betterment. Hondata arinda bae wada honda idiri api yadin amanai api tirisan allagatta hondak the only thing that we have already clinged what you call good, I mean it's a hard earn, we can't give up in front of a betterment. That means we are not ready for evolution. We are not ready for metamorphosis. We are always try to adhere to the arguable, the provable, verifiable, the gross truth or beastly truth. We can't think beyond. And when you go beyond the nothingness onward, whether it is with the soul or without the soul, completely new idea for the human mind. After the akinchanyayatana, can you lead? That's why the Posali is asking. Buddha says, yes. Leading what? That particular person also not there. And you are leading to something with the soul or without the soul. And Sri Shankaracharya, he told, you are merging with the Shiva. Shiva is the all power. And Shivohang, I am Shiva. Buddhism disappeared from the India. And he says it's the soul. But he says, Shiva has no any character to depict soul. It's a universal. It is not consolidated like a self. Not consolidated as Jivatma. People call Paramatma. So he says, Shivohang. The Buddha, while he was practicing as a Bodhisattva, Buddhohang. I'll be the Buddha. Today people never think about becoming a Buddha. they worship Buddha. Ultimately, they make a distance from the Buddha. Because you never recognize yourself as Buddha. You can't, because you can't recognize with the 2,230 current or 1,300 current, 6,600 voltage, you will not remain. So that is the gap today Buddhism is making between the you and the enlightenment. You never says you are already enlightened. They can't, because they are maintaining the pinkati. They are maintaining their authority. They have to say, we have to give you the authority. Language, the Abhidharma, Vinaya, Sutra. There is no such. Very good alternative is Mahayana Buddhism. And further Tantrayana. And then Hinduism, the Nirvana Shatakam. They have given the Stotra 100, Nirvana. I am not earth, I am not this thing, and Patavi, Apo, Techo, Ayo, Panchakosa, Niyaya, good and the bad, everything is nullified. But I am merging with Shiva. So this is the kind of a question, but the way the Buddha is answering, never allow any soul character, soul consolidation happen. But still he can lead. I think that is genius task of the Buddha. But we have never asked this question. Before go to the Buddha, we have to be akinchanyayatane, natti kinchi, nothing. So, present day, nothing is considered as a nihilistic. It is considered as a nastikavada. Today, whole world is capitalistic. It's a negative. So, I read the Arthasastraya, Kautilya, I give a brilliant distinct back to the society, but to you to get enlightened, never talk about. And yet another book about the ethics, the ethics about the when you are in the society, but when you are alone, when you are in the, here, now I am, they have never open. They can't think about, because they are prolific writers and bestsellers. That's what they are doing. They never think about that your evolution. But the Posala is a kind of a person going to the Buddha knowing that he is a genius, and Buddha also never get any touchy points. Directly answering, so therefore this language is called archaic language. No, you don't find it in the other Tripitaka books. So therefore many people say this is the oldest language, but traditional people say no. Oldest sutta is Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, not the Sutta Pitaka. But there are 5 translations so far. Because 2 words get together, different shades of meaning. But we are lucky because we are practicing, not the scholars. They are practicing. So therefore, I would invite comments and your experience so that we can make our commentaries.
Thank you, Swaminatha. Excuse me. Yes. I've been reading some of a Zen teacher's commentaries, and he uses, when he's speaking, he will be speaking and he'll pop his hand and he'll say, this is, you know, you're already it. You know, if you could, at that moment, you're experiencing things.
American Dhamma Vijayam, do you see?
You're experiencing things directly, so there is no self. At that moment, when there is a boom sound, you're not thinking of any concepts, you're just experiencing directly that sound. So we're already it.
So akinchanyayatana is one hand clap. That's a koan given. That's a clap. Which hand is hitting the other hand?
No.
Left hand is not hitting the right, right is not the left. You know, 2 hands. So the kwan is, what's the sound of the one hand clap? Akinchanyayatana. You can hit. The Buddha says, whatever the paint and whatever the artist, if you have a brush with your hand, you can't paint on the sky. You should have a canvas. You don't understand the canvas. Canvas is the sansara. You don't know how to see the canvas. You know how to see the picture. You are so much a fool. You have to understand the canvas, without the canvas, the painting cannot happen. Without the second hand, clap cannot happen. So what is the answer of one hand clap? So when you are living together, clap. Living alone, one hand. Nothing recorded. Cannot. There is no canvas. So whenever you are arguing, when you are presenting, when you are given the priority list, when you are then management training, leadership, everything, you invariably impose or suppose a canvas, and then you are completely lost. You are with other fool, other animals. Imagine a paint without a canvas. One hand clap. So much of cons, and that was very, very enlightening for me. I read all the Zen stories at the beginning. At that time it was not so available, but I was reading different languages. But now they have been translated. That's also happened while I was in the university. In the Peradeniya University, Saraswati Mandape by the philosophy department. Buddhist and Pali, utter fools. They are completely teaching Mati Buddhaagama. The philosophy department, they get together, and we people, I mean university, yes, but they are not academic people, we are getting together, and gave me a kind of a mentality. I was questioning all the traditions, all the knowledges, all the trends. They are shit. They are muck. Because that, due to these good formulas, you can't think new. Because you are bounded with this one. Never mind. The Posali is asking, even if you go to the peak of the one hand clap, still can you lead? Buddha says yes. You see, that is the knowledge we have not touched. We have not thought about by rational thinking, but we have the potential. We have the possibility.
Thiruvan Saranabhante, according to the morning discussion and this wonderful discussion right now, what I felt now, in the morning you mentioned that in a certain stage of mindfulness, when you approach that level, then let your mind be free. Just let it go outside and stay there. And then just observe what happens. But here I see now, even at that stage, when the mind comes back, even when you are doing the walking meditation, sometimes we feel that kind of, we are just walking only, and there's some kind of emptiness, and only we feel what is happening under our feet. Maybe we just feel the roughness, or maybe something like that, but it's there, but in between there's so much emptiness, and only we just feel like we're just walking. And at a stage, there's no no thinking, and just walking, and there's emptiness even becomes more and more. Therefore, in that stage, sometimes even the mindful walking also slowly it stops at a time. And same thing what I've seen in sitting meditation, when we do it, in breath and out breath, or maybe in that gap, sometimes when we feel this kind of a gap, there is kind of darkness, there's kind of emptiness also, then our neck falls suddenly, and we just stay in that kind of sort of situation. And at a time it is also feels relative, there's sound and everything going on, then there's no sound, it's like in a pretty much in like in a dark kind of a situation, but still there can be, when we observe more and more, we feel like there's more emptiness in it. So here my question now is that considering all of this now, from emptiness, even in the, according to what you said, Bhante, now according to Vedantas, they had this emptiness. So is it that we, through careful observation, I mean, if we find this relativity, and if we find this thing, and if we can see through, is that the path to get into the anatta? Or is that where we find this vipassana, actually the true vipassana? Or on the other side, in the morning discussion, there's something called appatittita. So there's no way to establish. So in that place, if you carefully observe this string, through that gaps, actually do we see through the anicca?
Or are we going to see through this vipassana? Or actually, is that the real place where we start vipassana? And from this side, emptiness, and if we see through that, is that the way we go to the anatma? So, is it actually the real stage for the vipassana?
In the Nagarjuna, in the Mula Madhyama Karika, he says, whatever we are talking is relative. Relatively empty. But there is no absolute empty. If it is so, that cannot be expressed. That cannot be go to the language. That cannot be sent to one person to communicate to the other person. So therefore, everything is relative. Whatever the your knowledge is something relative. And the best thing is nothing. Therefore, you are a fool. If you claim a knowledge, you are a fool. But you have a claim. But whenever we are walking effortlessly, when you are meditating and there is no where it is happening, mind is no address, that means we see the one hand clap. We see the canvas without painting. And that is very boring. That's a morning. That's a problem. It is very easy. Very quickly we can go. But the thing is, Mara comments is not dramatic, very boring and monotonous, and you are gnostic, not aesthetic. Therefore, so we have prepared Buddhism very aesthetic. Dancing, painting, blah, 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 Abhidharma, Sutta, Nipa, all the kind of thing. Everything is just a salad. So therefore, we have experienced it. Sometimes we are masters in this kind of thing, but still, occasionally, due to the potential of our meditation, we go to the emptiness. But we don't know how to appreciate it, because there should have a person to appreciate it. So therefore, Upandita Sayadaw says, when there is a huge fire, or ginipaganda hadani, sometimes very deep thing, and burning, you can't go close by. But once the firewood finished, the flames will be stopped. But amber you can see, and the heat you can see. So likewise, within this life, we can see the end of the flame. I mean, no fuel. But the heat. So therefore, someone has to pour water in order to make the amber black. So that part is called galvanizing effect. Reinforcement. That never happened when there is no abuddhotpada kala. Buddhotpada kala, there is this notion, even if you go to that level, there is another galvanizing part, or reinforcement, or cooling. That part people have no talk in the Buddhism. They are not talking about it, because they say, see, going to up that no flame situation is a great, 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 great thing. But that is akinchanyayatana. Nothing. This is between two breaths, always it is there. Between two steps, always there. So once you understood, you see, that is our real home. But we don't know how to establish it, how to fix it, it is not belongs to you. So that is what the Buddha is giving, kind of a galvanizing effect, kind of a reinforcement. So as far as that person is dying, He become that body of knowledge. His knowledge is appropriate to the circumstances. There is no such theory or formulas, nothing. He is a person, impromptu, improvisation. That's what we call the be prepared, the scouting. That's why we become a monk. That's why we call a hermit. He has no any qualities, he has no any weapons, he has no any tools. Whatever the thing happened, he is saying the answer. But it is not just theory. So that is how the once a Buddha came, we don't know how to ask a question. This man is asking a question. I can go up to nothingness, that is no problem. Then what? Do you have any other theory? Yes, I have. So how to communicate? No language, no person. But still two people appear in the canvas. They are not people. They are some agents talking the subject like a cartoon. So therefore, whatever the world wars, economic recession and non-ethical situation is all relative. There is nothing special. All the YouTube says, this is special. You have to look into. This is special. This never you can see. By looking at the caption, you can see what a muck. Just you go through the caption. Nothing to look into. Because they are making us blunt. The relativity, they make something one-upmanship. So that is very beautiful. Just to see, go to a street and go to a fish market, go to the supermarket and see, people are adverting. Manasikara, are we subject or are we also adverting others, advertising others? We are also advertisers. No one can escape, but we are declared. These days we are doing that kind of a show of marketing, but we are telling. Other people can't come and say, what the hell, you are also doing the same. Yes, yes, yes. So I am a being, I am a man, I am not a Brahma, I am not a Deva. I am doing normal, my day-to-day mistakes, day-to-day unsatisfactoriness. Others are witnessing. Newcomers also can witness. The elderly people also can witness. We are in the glass house. We are playing. We are sometimes changing our clothes also in the glass house. So monkhood is such a thing. I don't know these people will witness me. But I am in such a place. Most of the time, I am unto myself. And I live. People are criticizing. But many are going to say good. That I feel something wrong.
Asai Bante, I just have three things. This is my first time being here. First thing is, like you said, I am totally kadappuli and totally stupid. But when I come here, you says, yes, you and me same. This I am very happy. This.
I have another friend at least.
The same stage I am in with you. Yeah, when I come here, that's one first thing. And second thing is, when I in my Moola Karmasthana, my mind go to sound, then I know. But when I know that, I feel, no, I am not mindful. I want to go back to, again, Moola Karmasthana. Why I want to go there? If I am not there, I am in a sound. Is that Moola Karmasthana is good than the sound? Why I want to go there? I think is that sound and Moola Karmasthana all the same.
Moola Karmasthana is the married wife. The other one is much, of course, better. But you have a sign, no? Marriage. Okay, third point.
Other thing is, when I am mindful again, about breathing, I can feel my knee pain, and sometimes I can see my thoughts, and sometimes I can hear sounds. But in breathe and out breathe, not stop. I can see that. I can see through the pain, and I can see the through the my thoughts. I can see I am breathing. When I understand that I am truly happy, so I can see pain and my breath also, the two, but I can see through.
That is a new, that's enough. That is what you call new brain waves and neurobic starts. You can see not, and you can see in the shadow. You can see side by side, you can see one upon the other. So that is how diversification happens. So these things are for the last 3 years, I was communicating with people. One thing at a time, that done well at the beginning. Later you can see multifacet and you are becoming a non-meditator again. And when you become a monk, you become another layperson. Your life is completely exactly the same. I am taking 2 minutes. It is forceful thing. because I saw who that Upendra, and yesterday we made this paper, because in this something not related to the topic, we are doing island wide research program. And Chandratrahamru knows little, Sagarhamru knows little, you know little, and I am going to give a paper, I am a skeleton, and then for the conference, we are going to have an island-wide social survey, as well as we are going to assign one room down there for EEG machine, and Javadanpur University, and other places. So I just wanted to put everything into this thing. I think I shared with Upendra yesterday, and research with brainwave starter, that's what we have. That is Asoka Karunananda, Moroto University, and future research, they are suggesting do it with the non-meditators, not only with the meditators, and see the before and after the meditation. Venerable COVID has put that brainwave starter through a cow. I mean, that is what we have to do, and see what is the brainwave. Brainwave star is the machine. And second thing is, we have four features in the brainwave starter. What the machine is telling, what the Wikipedia is telling, what the meditator is telling, what the observer is observing. Whether it's drooping and all the kind of thing, they are detailed. And then, Ministry of Education, one director going to have a PhD based upon this brainwave starter, Jayapadma. And Balangoda Chandrakirti, yesterday also night he came. He is the meditation teacher for the Buddha Savaka Dharma Peter. And he wants to have 2-3 brainwave starters and try to, with the Nisarnavani, a lot of people involved, brainwave starter. And Nagananda University Professor Saman, he came and 20th, I am going there. 19th, they are going to go to the whole university and try to give some research students. And he will guide PhDs or postgraduates that to give the scientific interaction with kind of thing, EEG, brainwave starter, and stress reduction, tension, frustration. I have some questionnaires. That kind of, that is in Nagananda. Research will be done in 5 days retreat on the 5th at the Nisarnamani, help of the below analyst. Peradeniya, two analysts came. And they are data collectors, and they will come on the 5th, I think May. And they will conduct a retreat for the researchers, the meditators, before and after. So what are the criterion we have to select? And that is all just marked here. And data analysis research person, Damayanti Galaha, Galani. He got Indra Kalyani, they are professional analysis. So they also will come and they will conduct the retreat. An EEG machine, and that is giving 17 probes. And we have, for the first time, we have done 20 monks. They have practiced more than 10 years. Article published in the journal, this thing, and they have become the benchmark research. Now they say, what about the less amount of hours, less amount of years, and non-meditators? So we are going to establish a room down there. We are going to buy, if possible, a second-hand EEG machine. It's a little expensive. For the moment, we have one in Javadanpur, you see, Dialo hospitals they have. For me, Mesmerwalan, epileptic. That is a brainwave star, the kind we are chasing. And social surveys, so far, we have given 3 PhDs in our Satipasala, Manoj, Udara, Anushika. I don't know, we have not followed it. So there may be some, it's done by Sanat. And social survey techniques, I have collected some papers, how to select by questions, how to see whether the person got some results from the mindfulness and retreat and kind of thing. And standard questionnaire I have, I will share with you, but it is not a very unique one. Anne usually come to the Brisbane retreat, and she has done so much of researches together with me. Papers are published, so we are going to have collaboration with and compare it with international organizations, Mind and Life, brain, where the mindful initiative, that is what I just wanted to give it to you. So I directly sharing with Upendra. Once that is happened, I will give it to Chandratana Amadro. I presented such a paper to the Connecticut University, and this time for the conference, we are going to have almost half a day for the research and development, and that is not the way the Buddha did. But the present day, they need scientific kind of proof. That is what, so therefore, please bear it up with me. And if you have any suggestion, I would like to share this message. Thank you very much for the participation, and time for Pindapata. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.